Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father David of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and this is Episcopal Ramblings from North Idaho. I hear there's some kind of big game today. Hope you have fun watching in the safety of your home, and be safe and healthy. The scriptures for today from 1 Corinthians and the Gospel of Mark carry many important messages and themes that we could discuss at length here, but there are three that I want to lift up as for us as followers of Jesus and for us who are part of this congregation of St. Luke's in this region. Three statements by Paul and by Jesus that stir us to move, to speak, to live with more courageous warmth and bolder love for people all around us and nearby. So here they are. 1, woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. 2, yes, there is still hunger here, but there's also great hunger elsewhere. Let us go into the neighboring towns. 3, I will give myself to all so that I might win some. So again, from Paul, woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. And then from Jesus in response to his disciples who came hunting for him and said, people are looking for you. Yes, there is still hunger, but there is great hunger elsewhere. And so Jesus said, let us go into the neighboring towns. And Paul again, I will give myself to all so that I might win some. Friends, the world of North Idaho and the Inland Northwest is changing. The world around St. Luke's is changing. What was a sleepy, quiet space of retreat 30 years and more ago has become a growing set of small cities that will continue to grow and expand. More and more people are coming to this region. Now is the time for St. Luke's to stir and to arise in new ways for the communities around us. Now, not in the future, not sometime down the road, now, even yesterday. You know the saying, like, when do you want it done? Oh, yesterday. Now is when we need to begin to stir and rise anew. Coeur d'Alene is continuing to grow to triple its size from 30 years ago. Hayden is also continuing to grow. Post Falls and Rathdrum are bursting with growth, and Post Falls is projected to move beyond Coeur d'Alene's population size within the next 10 years. I sit on the Diocesan Council for our Diocese of Spokane. We looked at census data change by town and region across this entire diocese that encompasses North Idaho, down through Moscow and down below, over across from Lewiston and across the state to the Cascades in Washington. And we looked at this census data across the diocese, and Post Falls and Rathdrum are among the 10 fastest growing towns in the entire region and among the 5 fastest growing towns that have no Episcopal Church. People come to this region with hope and with deep uncertainty. People come to this region and find not some utopia, but a place with its own challenges and opportunities, problems and gifts, just like anywhere else. It can be daunting landing in a new space that you're unfamiliar with different patterns. Think back to when you first arrived here or your family first arrived here. It's daunting for everyone to create new cities where a quieter life was once the norm. Life is changing. Woe to us if we do not proclaim the gospel for such a time as now. Jesus is the bringer of God's good news. Jesus lives and shows God's good news in everything that he said and did. the good news that God loves. We have so much to share and to offer, especially in the way that we as Episcopal Christians understand the depth and power of God's amazing, life-transforming love. Woe to us if we do not proclaim the gospel. Yes, we are experiencing spiritual hunger and doldrums and uncertainty, and we continue to yearn to be touched by Christ Jesus. But there's also great hunger and confusion and weariness not far from us. Let us go into the neighboring towns. We can continue to attend to and care for one another. That is what we do well. But the world right around us, near to us, is calling us. That's where Jesus is calling us. And it's in our bones to share. I invite you to this time ahead of discerning and exploring what God is calling us to be for the communities around us, and specifically for the rapidly growing towns of Post Falls and Rathdrum. How will we begin to explore and learn? Who will we discover? What will we hear and what will we say when we hear from others? This opportunity calls us, this opportunity, this moment calls us to adjust ourselves. Anytime we meet new people, anytime we begin to stretch and connect with others, we step beyond ourselves and set a bit of ourselves aside, because we let these new people we meet become important to us. I have the feeling that each person Jesus met, touched, and spoke to, each person Jesus treated as the most important person in the world in that moment. And I think that's what Paul is getting at when he talks about giving himself to all people as a slave. It's basically entering relationships saying, I don't have rights that I'm claiming here. I'm here for you and you alone. When we meet others as witnesses to the good news of God's grace and love, we don't claim or assume rights over them, just as Paul didn't. Paul sought to understand so that he could know how to give himself in a familiar and recognizable way to each group he met, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, lawless or law-abiding, weak or strong. Paul sought to meet each person and group, understanding them for who they were, and learning to speak their language and know their concerns and passions. In today's terms, whether longtime Idahoan or newcomer, even from California, whether Black or Latino or Native American or Asian or white, whether Republican or Democrat, poor or rich, old or young, unhealthy or healthy, Paul would do as Jesus would do. And we will do this too. We go, we listen, we connect, we share, and we meet them as they are, as beloved children of God. Now, it takes a change to meet people where they are, to listen deeply and seek to understand and begin to nurture new relationships. During Lent, we'll have the opportunity to practice this with each other through Bible, book, prayer, and intentional conversation groups. There's a great set of questions for practicing conversation and learning to discover one another deeply that's been put forward by the Episcopal Church in a resource called From Many, One. This series, From Many, One, calls us to seek new connection, to open up space, to listen, and to share across the differences that divide us. Four questions are central to opening the space for listening and sharing. They are these: what do you love? What have you lost? Where does it hurt? What do you dream? Now imagine, if we made space for these kinds of honest, deep questions with each other and with the people we know and do not know all around us. Now, you'll hear me speak about these things more in the days ahead. But now, let the Lord stir you. Each of us has opportunities, even now, to build and strengthen relationships, to reach out to neighbors and strangers with care and a word of God's grace, to listen and share in ways that open the heart, to speak of God's love in ways that meet another's life. It's all within us. Each of us has ways of reaching and stretching beyond ourselves. Wherever we are, and in whatever time of life we are, each of us knows what it means to give ourselves away to others. Each of us knows that. Even during this time of pandemic precaution, we can reach out and extend ourselves. And we can be creative about it. And over this coming year, we'll be exploring intently how to build relationships and launch some extensions of St. Luke's in the Post Falls area. And of course, in places throughout Coeur d'Alene. We can begin this by fostering neighborhood groups in each place where St. Luke's folks live and work. First, bringing together people from St. Luke's who are in the same neighborhood. Jesus didn't stay in one place. Jesus invited his disciples to join him on a continuing journey of extending God's saving love. Let's go into the neighboring towns. This is our call as a church, friends. Join Christ Jesus on the road. Discover how God is already at work in the hearts and minds and lives of people all around us. And dare to name the God of life who's already with them and calling them to new life. God has gone before us. Let us go. Let us discover. And let us see what God might birth with us and through us and with others. Amen.